Before we get to your particular code, Phil Moss, good morning to you, buddy. But
good morning.
I know that you're quite passionate about representing coaches. In fact, you've formed a new association, haven't you, after what you've seen happen to coaches?
Yeah, that's right. Football Coaches Australia, TK. We've spoken about it a few times on the show, and it's very new. It is a watershed moment for the game in Australia, because coaches, as we've seen, are such vulnerable stakeholders of the game, whichever code it is, because it's so much easier to remove a coach if things aren't going well than remove a group of players. So they're usually the first one to go. Well, they are always the first one to go. So it's very important for coaches to have a sounding board, a support, a collective voice, and they're our main agendas, really, just to strengthen the solidarity of the coaching fraternity.
What would you do in the situation of the coaching, that circus that's happening at the moment, the NRL?
Yeah, look, it's difficult. It really is. And this is the thing. I think in this day and age, from both sides of the coin, contracts have just become less of a legal document. Mm. You know,
they're still a legal document.
They are. Of course they are. But at the end of the day, professional sport is such that if someone's not happy where they are, then there's no point in them being there, because you're not going to get performance. And because performance is so cutthroat in professional sport, you can't go for a week or two if there's distractions, you know, preventing coaches and players from performing at their best.
Were you aware of this? He always seemed to be. This is just an outsider looking on. I'm going to be talking about Stephen Lowy here, who's stepping down as the Football Federation of Australia El Supremo. David Gallup's there as the CEO, but Stephen Lowy and the Lowy family, his dad Frank, have run soccer in this country for decades and decades and decades. He always seemed to be a bit of a reluctant chairman, Stephen Lowy, taking over from his dad. His dad was so passionate about it. Are you surprised the fact he's actually stepping down? They're under siege, the FFA, from FIFA, the world governing body.
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised at all. I think this has been building for a while. And I think when you say the Lowy family have run the game, I think you're right. You're right. But to pay homage to the Lowy family, they saved the game.
Oh, without them. Yeah,
because
that's
we,
right.
we were dead and buried in about 2002, 2003. And Frank Lowy came in and basically put the proverbial bomb on the place and started from scratch. And that's where the A-League was born. Frank Lowy got us into the Asian Football Confederation, which I still think to this day is the most important development that we've had from a point of view of taking our game forward. It gave us a proper World Cup qualifying path. It gave us the Asian Cup as well. So some crucial things. And Stephen took over at a difficult time when it was time for Frank to stand down. But look, I think rather than assess Stephen Lowy's performance at this point in time, it's probably pertinent now just to pay respect to the Lowy family,
sure.
What they've done for the game, where we are today compared to where we were 15, 20 years ago. Mm. And I think they certainly tried to show respect to the past to build the future.
Yeah.
And I think that's a crucial part. But yeah, look, sad to see Stephen go. He finishes up in November, I think, when the re-election is up. But we don't know who's going to be running the game when this vote goes to the FFA special AGM and where FIFA may take it from there, depending on how the vote goes.
Well, it is an interesting development, no doubt about that, and everyone will have their say, I'm sure, at the same time. We're going to talk a bit more EPL now, and let's get Robbie Slater in on the action. It was 9 from 10 last week, picked 4-0 Liverpool to win. Good morning to you, Robbie.
Yes, good morning.
How are we looking today this week? We've got some great games to kick off the EPL this weekend. Cardiff City up against Newcastle. Newcastle.
Well, that's the pick of the round for sure. Well done.
He's up you already.
If you can't pick this one, mate, what's going
brilliant.
On?
Which one?
Cardiff City, Newcastle. Who you got?
look, I think Cardiff's recruitment was poor. They only recruited championship players, basically. I fancy Newcastle here, but in a very narrow one.
Newcastle away.
On that note, I'll speak to you next week.
Oh, is that your one tip?
That's it.
That's the tip.
What, you want to rest on your laurels of 9 from 10 from week number one?
No, we can't. Listen, there was a slight exaggeration on 9 out of 10.
No, I double-checked it. Robbie, blow your own trumpet, mate.
But picking the score for Liverpool, I think that was the high point.
That's the high point.
Yeah, Robbie, he did. He tipped 9 from 10. There's no doubt about that. What are your thoughts
there,
mate? Cardiff City 3-10, Newcastle 2-40.
Who's that in there? Is that the Wolf?
That's the Wolf. The Wolf's in the studio. The dog's on the line.
Dear, oh dear. Gatecrashing my segment.
Well, I'm just, you know, the loser out of this morning is Berkey. He doesn't get to experience you and I in the studio together.
Oh dear, well, I'll tell you. He's not missing much. Before he'll live.
Yeah, Newcastle for me.
Newcastle?
Yes.
All right. Yep. We've got Everton hot favourites, Robbie. $1.85 against Southampton.
Yeah, look, I've got Everton to win. Yeah, I've got Leicester to win. I've got West Ham to win. Spurs to win. Man City to win. A draw of Burnley, Watford. Brighton. I've got United to win at Brighton and Liverpool, of course, to smash Crystal Palace.
Right.
I'm
not a speed writer, but that's okay. So
I think most of those are in my multi.
Look, all I know is there's a lot of umming and ahhing in this conversation so far.
Everton,
Southampton, you're going Everton?
I'm going Everton. I'm going Richarlison to continue his outstanding form from match day one and get on the score sheet again.
Well, yeah, it's a big possibility.
What about,
but then again, everything's a possibility.
Of course it is. Leicester?
Until it becomes a probability.
Leicester, Wolverhampton, Leicester be
well,
too
it's
good.
Certainly not a probability, but it could be a possibility.
Leicester, $2 up against Wolverhampton Wanderers, $3.60.
I've got Leicester to get over the top of Wolves. In that one, I think Robbie went the same.
Is that right, Rob?
Well, by the sounds of it, you're just copying mine. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, hang on. There's two great minds agreeing. There's no doubt about this one. Tottenham are virtually unbackable against Fulham at $16.
Well, there's always a doubt, TK.
Well, who are you tipping? Sport.
Leicester did win the Premier League.
So are you tipping Fulham for that one, are you, at $10?
Who's that?
Are you tipping Fulham for the win?
No, I'm tipping Spurs. I already told you guys my tips. I don't need to pontificate.
Huh? Good use of the English language.
If he starts, Kane came off the bench. I think Kane for your first goal scorer.
Okay.
That's a real surprise if that happens.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Kane is
doesn't matter. You've got to pick what you feel.
That's all right. Kane is the first goal scorer.
He scored last week, Harry Kane, and you know, one of the favourites, obviously, for the Golden Boot, so I'll have him scoring.
All right. Harry Kane, what about you?
Yeah, Spurs to get over the top of Fulham there. In the next game, West Ham, Bournemouth, I'm going to tip a draw. Bournemouth won their opening game last week, and West Ham lost, of course. But I'm going to tip unfortunately, a scoreless draw in this one.
Okay. A scoreless draw. Yeah, I might be watching that. $3.40 West Ham up against Bournemouth. That's the draw. What do you like there?
Bounce back. I think they will. I think they'll win this one. I think they'll win it 2-1. Get your money all over it.
Yeah. Who wins that one? Sorry, Robbie, I missed you. Who wins?
West Ham 2-1.
West Ham 2-1. West Ham 2-1. See, I am writing this down.
See,
let's go. This is a big one. Chelsea versus Arsenal. It's got to be the match of the round, doesn't it? $1.80 Chelsea up against Arsenal, $4. And the draw is at $3.80. What do you think, Mossy?
I'm going to go for Chelsea in this one. I think Arsenal were disappointing and a little bit aimless last week. And they lost to Manchester City. So I think Chelsea will get over the top of them. I really like the midfield of Chelsea last week with Jorginho sitting as a number six and N'Golo Kante getting further forward, scoring a goal. So I think they'll get over the top of Arsenal at home.
Robbie?
I already told you. I gave you all my tips. Chelsea 2-0.
Chelsea 2-0. That's what I want. You didn't tell me Chelsea 2-0.
No. I told you all my winners.
I don't care. I want the correct score now. Correct score. Chelsea 2-0. All right.
Burnley, Watford.
Me? I haven't got high hopes for this game. Burnley drew last week. Watford won last week. I think Watford away from home will get a point in a score draw. 1-1.
Robbie, dare I ask? Burnley v Watford?
Already told you, draw.
Draw $2.90 at tab.com.au. Manchester City, already unbackable odds to win the whole title. $1.07 against Huddersfield at $26. Mossy?
Yeah, they win this game, obviously. All my money's on Manchester City, but rocked, obviously, by the injury to De Bruyne this week. When I say rocked, it's not going to ruin their season. There's talk of it throwing the title race wide open. I think they've got plenty of cover in David Silva, Mahrez, Gundogan, and Phil Foden, who was the one bright spot out of the Community Shield loss to Manchester City before the season kicked off.
Phil Foden, good name, good alliteration.
Phil Foden, I like that.
How many do they put in the back of the net?
Oh, look, I think they'll do this one quite comfortably. 3-0.
3-0. What's your correct score market, please, Robbie, for Manchester
Five
City
nil.
Huddersfield? 5?
5-0.
I love the way...
5-0.
I love the way he just declares.
And unfortunately, that spells loss for Socceroo Aaron Moy to start the EPL season.
Yeah, not good at all. Now, the final game, aren't I looking forward to this?
$5. We've got two to go.
Oh, we have Brighton and Hove Albion. $5 up against Manchester United, $1.75.
Manchester United, for me, more dramas with between Paul Pogba and Jose Mourinho. They've fallen out again during the week. They had a nose-to-nose or a head-to-head chat in the manager's office. Paul Pogba came out last week after they won, and he scored and wore the captain's armband that in the media said there's certain things I can say, can't say. Mourinho hauled him into the coach's office and gave him what for and said, if you want a transfer again, you just have to ask for one.
All right.
Simple as that. Last game, Crystal Palace, Liverpool.
Liverpool for me.
You boys are both going Liverpool.
You, what's the correct score, Robbie? Liverpool?
3-0.
All right.
Good on you, Robbie. Thanks for your time. We'll see you Monday. Just slow down a bit for those tips next time.
Enlightening. Bye.
There he goes. Robbie Slater. You're going to be lucky enough to go to our website, tab.com.au.
They don't call him the Bulldog for nothing.
Lucky he can tip. Although we're only 1 week into a 500-week season.
So I've got a multi.
Oh, thank God for that.
If you'd like to hear it. Newcastle into Everton, into Leicester, into Spurs.
Turn into Leicester. Is that what it was? Turn into Everton, into Leicester, into Spurs.
Okay, that's $11.10. Okay. We'll tweet this out. We'll put it all up social media.
And if you really fancy it, based on the tips Robbie and I have got, you can add, if you want a 7-leg multi.
Oh, jeez.
Manchester City, Manchester United and Liverpool will get you up around the $28 mark.